Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. How, what a week we have had. You would not believe all the things that happened this week. You would think that I'm making this stuff up, but this is reality, and we're in a real war. This is no conflict. This is the real deal, black folks. You are at war, and you need to start fighting this war because you're not fighting the war the way it should be. We need to confront these corporations. We need to confront these Sambos. We need to confront these people that's destroying our people. You see, you have to understand how important it is to stand up. Don't stand up for yourself. Stand up for your children. Stand up for the women and children. That's who you fight for. They got us surrounded. We're going to have to circle the wagons because we are at war. And look, half of us is with them. Let me tell you what happened this week. On Tuesday, I went to the health department, and I went into a Sambo nest. That's right, a Sambo nest. When I'm speaking of a Sambo nest, I was surrounded by Sambos. You see, they were just laughing, giggling, buck dancing, boot licking. They were doing all the things that the Sambo's doing. I'm just looking at them. I'm just looking. And let me say this. When I left there, I was suffering from Sambonitis. Woo-wee, I could not believe all the Sambos that was there. Incredible. You know, black folks, you got to get it. You got to get better. I'm telling you this. If you don't want to listen to what I'm saying, you know, you're going to be the victim. Well, you are the victim. By being a Sambo, you become a victim. Because we all know what the definition of a Sambo is. It's a black person that has been robbed of themselves. You are a boot licker, buck kissing, bamboozled black person. And they trot you out in front of your black brothers and sisters and your children and wife to prove their point. That's right. To prove their point. I want to say this, and I want everybody to listen, because this is very, very important. The nominee for the Sambo of the Year Award was closed last night at midnight. We now have 9 contestants, which is the most we have had. We probably could have 100 just from Benton Harbor. But we have 9 people that was nominated for the Sambo of the Year Award. We'll start with the mayor of Benton Harbor. For the last 2 years, he has won the Sambo of the Year Award. That's right. For the last 2 years, he had won the Sambo of the Year Award. He's one of the biggest butt kissers in the world. When I said butt kisser, he's a butt kisser. I remember once when Minister Louis Farrakhan called out Jesse Jackson on stage in front of everybody. Minister Louis Farrakhan, you need to call this guy out. This guy, Marcus, he needs to be called out. He wanted to be something so bad, he would probably even kill for these white devils. That's how they got him, thinking that he's something that he's not. He's nothing. He was born nothing. Sometimes when you're born nothing, you think you become mayor. We helped him to become mayor, so we're just as guilty because we thought that he would do the right thing. But when have you seen people, when white folks come with the dollars, they do, black folks do what white folks want them to do. That's a true statement. They do exactly, they will destroy their wives, their children, their mothers, their dads. They will destroy them for white folks. That's how they operate. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Then we have the disgraced commissioner, Ron Singleton. It started out with him, first of all, him and Chief of Police Walker raided the Benton Harbor Police Department pension fund. Walker got caught because he was the chief. But you also had Ron Singleton getting money too. So what he did, he made him a lieutenant. Well, no, Ron Singleton, he wasn't a lieutenant when he retired. But now he's getting lieutenant pay, you see. So he's stealing money from the community. You're not going to have nobody black standing up. Black folks don't stand up. They scared of white folks. They let black people that know they're doing wrong, they let them, they allow them to continue to destroy it. Why would you let someone get a check that he don't deserve and it's hurting the community and the city is in bankruptcy and all this kind of stuff? That's a shame. Then we have the Wayne Seats. He's not a minister. He's what you call a preacher, only a preacher. He has no skills at nothing else. You know, unfortunately, he was counseling Danny and his wife. And for reason unknown, the Wayne started going with the wife during counseling. Danny got wind of it, and I don't know whether this is true or false, but I'm going to say it, you know. And I'll take the heat from it. Why, when Danny came home, Cease was open at his house. And Poser ran out the back door. And Danny killed his wife. And he tried to kill him. But this boy got murder blood all over his hand. And what he do, his dad died and left him some houses, some slum houses. They're all slums. And what he do is he used sex for to pay rent. And he married. He's been married for years. That's how slimy he is. And he's one of the biggest buckets. See, him and Marcus went to school together. So you could tell if, you know, birds of the same feather flock together. Buck kisser, buck kisser, buck kisser, buck dancer. That's exactly what he is. They even say he be at Bay's. He don't go there no more because of a new owner. But what happened was when he was there, he used to go there and get drunk, pee in his shoes, and then get up Sunday morning and preach. Like I said, he's only a preacher. He's nothing more. Then you got to go to his mother. This is my letter seat. This is one of the, we put something out, a guy emailed me. He said, yeah, you don't know nothing about her. You said, and I said, well, I don't know a whole lot about her. All I know is she's a buck kisser, you know, a buck dancer, you know. She's a sambo. That's all I know. I know how she loves them white folks, how she be kissing up to them. She always kissing up to white folks. He said, yeah, you know, Pastor Griffin, you know, his wife caught him. She was trying to sneak around with him. So now that explains her son. Her son do the same thing she did. You see, she was trying to sneak around with the preacher and got caught by the wife, and the wife wasn't having it. She wasn't having it, you know. She told him, you can have that big fat, you know. She told him, I'm out of here, you know. And she went on and left, and that was the end of her. But this guy told me, he said, who would want someone like her, you know? What kind of person? They said when she worked at Bosch, they claimed that they had her name, address, and phone number on the bathroom stall and said, easy. They don't know whether she put it there or who put it there, but it was there. But that, you know, she was a straight-up buck kiss at Bosch. So that's how that worked. Then we have Sharon Henderson. For many years, she had been what we call one of the greatest buck kissers, you know, that they would. And she go around, they give her a little job. They gave her husband a job as a police officer. They just gave it to him. He wasn't really qualified for it. They just gave it to him because the white man wanted him. Whirlpool Corporation wanted him to have that. And that's the way it was with her, you know. Her husband, he's a police officer now at Bentham. They don't arrest nobody. They don't, you know, they'll arrest you if a parking ticket or something like that, but they won't do anything. These are the type of people that we're dealing with. But she's been a sample for the last, that I know of, for at least the last 12 years. She got nominated for the Sambo of the Year Award, and but my letter is favored to win this thing this year. 35% of the 100 emails that I sent out to people voted for her to be the Sambo of the Year. They said because, you know, what she do and how she do it, she's a real live Sambo, you know, and I have to confess, I don't really like Sambos. You know, they destroy not only the community, they destroy the women and the children and the men also. And Sharon, we got, you know, these guys, and they think they doing so. They think white folks like them. They love white folks like me. Watch who I can call. I'll call Sheriff Bailey. I'll call Sharon Tyler. I'll call these white folks. They love me. No, Sambo, they don't love you. They don't love you at all. Trenborn, he's about as sad as you can get. I mean, it's so, and they elected him to be on the school board. And I made a commitment to Elnor that I would not tell people not to allow their kids to go to Benton Harbor School District. And I won't. I just won't send mine. I just won't send let none of my friends. I'm not going to do that. That's, you know, regardless. I know, and whatever happens, happens, because they're on course to do what they want to do anyway, because they got the Sambos right in a position to do whatever they need to do. You see, one thing they do, they position themselves. When you position yourself, you can get things done that's never been done before. And that's really the way it is. A Sambo, there's nothing worse than a Sambo in a black community. Nothing worse. I don't care how you look at it. There's nothing worse than a Sambo in a black community. No, sir. No, sir. There's nothing worse. And what you have now, you have Marcus Muhammad. Who would have thought that the Nation of Islam guy would turn out to be a straight-up Sambo? Who would have thought that? Ryan Singleton, you could expect that. He was like the Bonnie Fights on the police force. You know, they only gave him one bullet. They wouldn't give him two. So they know when they had a shootout, he started running. That's what he do. He got shot in the butt. You know, they shot him in the butt because they knew he was a coward. You know, and then the seats. Oh man, I mean, that's embarrassing, man. That's embarrassing. Who would go to that church? What kind of people go to church when you know these people are like this? Wow, unbelievable. And you got Sharon Henderson. And you got Trenborn, then let me get to the city manager. He's about almost 90 years old. He sleeps more than he works. He come to work to go to sleep. That's what he do. We was on one of them governmental conference. They had to wake his butt up, let them know that it was his time to speak, and he was asleep. Even his secretary, you know, she had, I'll get him up. Yeah, that's 84. Then the other day, he went out and cut this guy water off. He already had his pipes removed. But if they don't remove them, they don't get paid. So they want to get paid. So instead of them letting the pipes, they cut his water off in his house, and the water was paid. And then he's like bullying. This is what they do. They bully black people. They always bullying black people, and you accept it, then that's on you. Sometimes it's worse standing up to these devils. These are nothing but devils. Nothing but devils. This guy is almost 90 years old, barely can know his name. He can't even remember his name. He got the nerve to be a city manager in Benham. Almost, he's about 90 years old. Can't hardly walk. Unbelievable. Black folks, you got to get better. You got to get better, black people. You got to get better. Stop all that madness. We better than this. Then you have Judge Mayfield, better known as the baby snatcher. What she do, she works at the courthouse, and what she do, she take black babies, put them in foster homes, give them to white folks who molest the child. Each one, they go from one foster home to another after they get molested at each one of them. And that's what she do. She takes the baby. And she's been doing this for 20 years. And nobody has stood up to these people. Everybody's scared. Everybody's scared to death, but I'm not scared. I'm not afraid of these slime balls. I know what y'all do. Y'all do anything to destroy black folks. You'll do anything to destroy black people. And that's what you're doing. You'll do anything to destroy black folks. And I don't like it. I don't like it. And nothing in this world could make me want to kiss y'all butts, butt kissers. You know, you sit around here and y'all do the same thing over and over again to our people, you see. And we think these folks like us. Why would they want to like you? They can't get nothing out of you. They don't want you around, dummy. And then we have the one and only Chief McGinnis. The pastor of the church dad lived right down the street, and they made him the pastor. He's a lying, slime ball, gutter rat. If you call the police and the black person need help, they are not coming. You can bet your life they are not coming. They're not coming. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you what, not what I think. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you exactly what I know. And that's just the way it is. But look, the voting begins August 1st. You can a week before, you can send me an email. Send it to BANCO9342@sbcglobal.net. You're voting for the Sambo of the Year Award. And I want to make sure that this year be as great as last year. Last year was so great that I had to do it. As a matter of fact, every year we're going to have the Sambo of the Year Award and a presentation, a dinner to go along with it, and present the Sambo of the Year Award to them. If they don't come, we'll send it to them in the mail. You know, at least they get it, you know. And that's really just the way it is. It's unfortunate, but that's exactly what happened. See, when you become a Sambo, see, years ago what they used to do is call what they call was buck breaking. Now, let me give you the definition of buck breaking. Is when the white man is sexually attacked you in front of your wife, children, friends, and everybody else. That was going down during slavery. Like, remember this, during slavery, they didn't just rape the women. They raped the men too. And there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. They hung the men, women, and children. You was property. That's what you was. Property. Property. Buffering. It's designed to intimidate you so you won't follow anybody willing to stand up. And it's the same method today. What they do, they have, when police officers shoot you or shoot someone, that's buffering. Because they know that that's going to intimidate you. You never hear black people killing white people. They're always killing black people. You never hear that. Black people don't kill white people. They kill black people. And white people know that. But the way they do it, they use the court system. They will send your butt to prison for stealing a bag of chips. Buck breaking. That's designed to not only scare you, but also the next generation. That's what it does. They call it butt breaking. You see, like I said, they used to do it sexually. Now what they do, they doing it every single way they can. Corporations, same thing. They'll fire you for no reason. You see, and that intimidates the next person. So here's what I'm going to do. I want to make sure that you get out here and make sure that you get your vote in. The beginning is August the 1st. Get your vote in for your favorite Sambo. And this year, I think we're going to have a lot, even a lot more than we had last year. This is huge. The people are really, really, really excited. Like I said, I sent out 100 emails, and 35% of them came back that they wanted my letter ceased, that they're going to vote for my letter ceased to be the Sambo of the year, and they're going to vote for her, which is a very, very, very good choice. But I think she was in the running last year, but it was overwhelming because of the mayor and his activities, you know, by him allowing, you know, he didn't really care whether black folks died or not during the water crisis. He didn't care as long as he got a little recognition. And they heard him on TV. I know his mother heard him on TV. She was very disappointed in him. I know. I thought, what's wrong with that boy? Well, what's wrong with him, he's a Sambo. That's what's wrong with him. He's been bucked. They done bucked, broke him, you know. And that's what he is. He one of them Sambos who get out here and kiss butt. He's a bootlicker, you know. And he loved to dance. I remember when Fred, I was rubbing him in the back of his head like he was some kind of dog or something. And he accepted in front of everybody. In front of everybody. I think he even put that on his Facebook page. It up there was rubbing him in the back of his head like he's some kind of poodle or something. Woo-wee. I mean, it was ugly. But look, I got to bring in my first guest. I'm going to bring in my first friend, Belinda Parker Brown. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring in my good friend, Malak. I'm going to let him close it out. I'm going to give him as much time as he wants and that he needs to make this thing happen. Because I love this man. He's a strong fighter. He's been here. He understands the situation here. He understands what we are going through. He understands what we're doing. And to me, that's crucial. Because a lot of times, people who've never been here, they don't understand what's really going on here. That to me, and like I said, and I always going to say this, and you can believe this, there's nothing worse in this whole wide world than a butt-kissing Sambo. And on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend, Belinda Parker Brown. And Belinda Parker Brown, talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
Hey, Pastor Pinkney. Hey. I mean, can nobody say it better than you, Pastor Pinkney. That's right. Can't nobody say it better than you. You are really raising the consciousness of our people and exposing these Sambos.
Talk to me.
I was just thinking while you was talking, is in any kind of way we can get a T-shirt made up with their faces and their names on it. That'd be nice that once they win the award, you know, we can put their face on the front and the back of the T-shirt with their name in big old black letters. You know, so everybody can see it, because I think, you know, people need to be, you know, they need to be educated. You know, Sambo of the Year Award. You know, let everybody see who they are. And, you know, mm-hmm. I know we got quite a few of them down here in Louisiana, Pastor Pinkney, and I'm just thinking about, you know, how we're going to get this thing spreaded like a wildfire across the country, because, you know, these people are in powerful positions. you know, they making decisions on behalf of the people. And like you say, they've been bucked. What is it when you say they break them and they, a long time ago, they used
to. They've been broken. They've been broken. And that's why they're able to do that. See, now they're doing it the modern way. They out there, the police officers are killing people. The police is not going to jail. Remember that. Most of them is not going to jail for killing no black person. You see, and if that intimidates the next black person, that's why black people is out here killing black folks. Because they think like, I ain't gonna mess with them white folks, shoot. Shoot, them white folks, I'm buck broke.
Well, I know we don't have that much time, Pastor Pinckney, and I'm just really, excited and pleased that you have this platform to be able to allow us to speak and, you know, raise the consciousness of our people, educate them, and tell them the real truth about what's really going on. And that's what I wanted to talk about real quick, if you allow me. I know that you are, you know, on board with the Black is Back Coalition, which is a very powerful coalition that's moving across the country with over 19 different states right now. And but what's on the horizon right now is something that everybody need to know about and everybody need to be doing right now, Pastor Pinckney, because, you know, this is what people are fed up with. We're fed up with the fact that we've been told over and over again that it's nothing that can be done. You know, they're going to continue to do what they're doing to us. You know, got us all bent over, you know, with their knee on our necks. And got us running around chasing the rabbit, pretending as though everything is okay when we really know that it's not. But, you know, as kingdom, people and Christians and people of God with all heaven backing us up, you know, we on the right side. You know, so we don't have to be afraid of what we stand for, Pastor Pinckney. And that's where, you know, you have been my one of my greatest role models and, have inspired me to the point where, you know, we know for a fact we can't back down. We're not going back. You know, we refuse to go back. And they're not going to take us back because whether they like it or not, you know, we know the truth now. You know, we know the truth, you know, and we're going to speak the truth. No matter, you know, and the truth gonna stand on its own two legs, no matter whether they like it or not, Pastor Pinckney, and that's what it's all coming down to. And I'm excited about that because, see, they done dumbed us down so bad until now the world don't even know the truth when they hear it. But, see, we know the truth, Pastor Pinckney, and we gonna speak the truth very powerfully and profoundly that, you know, that's gonna wake up a lot of people that's standing on the sidelines right now with their arms crossed waiting to see what's going to happen. You know, one of the things, we cannot underestimate the fact that we are the chosen people, okay?
Yes.
And the force is with us. All heaven is backing us up. You know, we're God's people. And so I just want to let people know right now everything that, what they need to know, what everybody needs to be doing right now. And that is with the Hands Off the Haru, Hands Off Africa, Stop the FBI Attacks on African People Socialist Party, on the African People Socialist Party. See, people need to know right now that if we let them get away with this, we might as well hang our drawers up on a rusty nail. Because we didn't caught them with their drawers down. And we didn't caught them because they didn't put their hands on the wrong people. And one of them is Chairman O'Malley Yesitele. They didn't put their hands on this man that have been in a movement for over 50 years, and his story have not changed. He's saying right now that our government have bullied us, beat up on us. The government, the United States of America have committed genocide against the black people and anybody that is not a part of their colonized you know, Mocha Sakaranda, whatever you want to call it. But that's what it's all about right now. We're saying that y'all not going to put the rope around our neck. You're not going to put your knee on our neck. We know the truth now. And what people need to know, Pastor Pinckney, is that they can go to the website right now. It's Hands Off Uhuru, and Uhuru means freedom. If you ever felt like you can be free, now is the time for you to know without a doubt that freedom is on the horizon. Because if you go to handsoffuhuru.org right now and join up with this powerful movement that's going to be taking place November the 4th in Washington, D.C. People are coming from all over the world, and we declare that we're not going to ask permission. We're not going to play this game. You're not going to yo-yo us around. You're not going to have us running around in circles and pretending as though nothing is wrong. We're going to stand together united and say hands off the Uhuru movement. Let us, you know, let us alone so that we can go and bring about the self-sustainability that we need for our people, take care of ourselves, police our communities, ourselves, you know, do what we need to do, you know, have our own banks, our own hospitals, our own schools. Leave us alone. That's what the colonizers need to know right now. Leave us alone. You don't mess with the Arabs. You don't mess with the Chinese. You don't mess with any other race or nationality that come into this country and do whatever they want to do, spend our money, but you want to send billions and trillions of dollars over to a war that these people ain't never lived in. They don't know nothing about us over here. Okay, so why are we sending... Why don't they redirect that money and give it to people that's sleeping up under the bridge since Katrina down here in Louisiana? Redirect that money and give it to people right now that need to feed their kids, okay, that's working 2 and 3 jobs, don't even have nowhere to live, can't afford an apartment because their jobs is not paying them enough, and then they worried about the kids running around here while don't have no home training because everybody trying to survive. Okay? Stop giving our money and our resources to other countries that don't have nothing to do with us. Take care of home first. Get, those people over there, all right? Let them take care of themselves. You take care of home first. That's what my grandmother taught me. Sweep around your own foot, though. Okay?
There you go.
But no, they want to run around and pretend as though, you know, keep us dumbed down, thinking that, you know, this war between the Ukrainians and Russia, we got something to do with that. We ain't got nothing to do with that, okay? Unless and all, they really do have something to do with it, okay? Because that's what the government do to us. They pretend like they ain't doing something, but really that's what they doing. They lie to us and say they give us something, and then we look around, we ain't got nothing.
That's what they do. They throw a rock and hide their hand like they're supposed to be good people. These are not good people in this country. These are all slime balls. They slime balls and folks, they want to pretend they use the news media to claim that they're good people, and they're not good people. But we fall right into that trap. We don't want them to think that we are not, you know, that we know the truth. And most black folks know the truth, but they won't speak the truth. And that's right.
And I heard on XM Radio the other day, Pastor Pinckney, that, you know, they trying to make it look like that the Ukrainians, okay, is being attacked by Russia, okay?
Yeah.
But really, they're attacking themselves and trying to blame it on Russia, making it look like Russia is the one that's doing it. They blowing up stuff. They blowing up their own stuff, and then they blame it on Russia and try to make it look like, well, look what Russia doing to us. It's all a trick, and they got us so dumbed down. So, oh, well, send us some more money because Russia done did this to us. We need some more money now. So, because Russia done did this to us, we need to defeat them. But really, all they doing is destroying their own stuff and making the United States blame it on Russia. And what it looked like, we really in a war against Russia, because they trying to make it look like so that they can get more money from us, that Russia doing something to them, and they doing it to themselves.
Right.
What is going on?
Well, listen, next week I want you to come on and talk some more about this, because I think it's important that people know, because this is really the United States war. This is not Ukraine. Only thing, Ukrainians may be dying, but we have spent so much money on them, and we got so many poor people here, and nobody wants to take care of the poor people. Well, look, I got to let you go, Belinda.
Well, let me say this, Pastor Pinckney, one more thing. I want, you know, it's time. They need to redirect those billions of dollars, you know, mm-hmm. in the U.S. They need to redirect that money back to us, funding to that they get this money that they're giving to this war with Ukraine and towards the reparation for black people in America. That's what they need to do. Give us our money and stop giving it away to people that don't have nothing to do with us. Okay?
There you go.
So I will be back next week, Pastor Pinckney, and we're going to keep on talking about this, because right now we're not going to vote for nobody until we get what it is that we want, and we ain't asking no permission. Thank you.
There you go. All right, Belinda Parker Brown. Love you, girl, and y'all hang in there. All right. That was my good friend Belinda Parker Brown. The one and only. Let me bring in my good friend Malak, because I know he's been waiting, but I just want to let him have all the rest of the time, because this is his show. This is my man's show. I love this guy, and I always will. Him and Jerome, we got it going on. Talk to me, Malak. Talk to me.
Hey, Pinckney, how you doing over there?
Yeah, you know me. I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking. That's all I can do.
Yeah, man, yeah, that Belinda Brown go in, boy. I love her,
yeah,
man. All praise to the Most High.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, we keep it this way, Malak. We keep it this way because somebody got to do it. We have so many people sitting on the side not doing nothing and then complain about you doing something. You see, that's what we have right now, Malak. We got to go. But I know you got something that you want to talk about. Talk to me about it.
Well, what I think that we should talk about is our people.
Yeah.
We need to talk about how many black people is missing and coming up kidnapped and stuff right now, because it's happening like crazy. Man, it is so bad right now. We need to have We need to have meetings with our black women and our little daughters, and they ain't just taking females, they taking males too.
Yeah,
so we all got to watch our surroundings. Over in Oakland, California, they had a state of emergency because they was taking so many people over there. I was looking on the news, you know, we had some in Ohio that was missing, and it was so alarming rate of people, you know what I'm saying? They be trying to just steal like a couple of black people, but now all of a sudden they amping it up, and they just taking so many. It's happening in Tennessee. Right now I'm in Pennsylvania. They had took a black woman out here, and she ended up escaping from them. You know what I mean? So it's really on a high level right now, man. And if you can probably guess what they probably trying to do to us, a lot of them want your organs, so they want to kill you, chop you up, take all your organs, because we worth so much money in pieces. You know what I mean? They
yeah.
are selling our melanin that's in our skin. You know what I'm saying? So they want to sell your eyes, your heart, your lungs to these rich white folks that's probably finna die or something. So it's really, 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 really bad right now. It's on
Absolutely.
Real high
and you know
level.
And Malak, remember this. This has really been going on for a long period of time. But it's black folks. Who really cares about black people? You know, black people don't care about black people.
So how do you expect anybody else? A lot of black folks, they sitting there, they want to, you know, they are trained tambos. They call it a buck breaking. They've been broken by this system, and now what they're doing, they're so intimidated, they don't want to do nothing, and they don't want you to do nothing. They want you to let them keep taking out our women and children and everybody.
Yeah. What was the name of that movie, Jerome?
Oh, Get Out?
No, not that one. The one with
Right. Yeah, I saw that movie. That was a good movie.
Oh, yeah. That was addressing the whole thing of taking our body parts and all that stuff. But you're talking about Malak Antebellum. Is that the movie?
Yeah, Antebellum. Y'all need to watch that because they kidnapped black people and put them back in slavery. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of this stuff is really going on. They got little small towns in the middle of the woods, and black people over there are slaves, man. And it's really, really bad. This country do not care about our people, man. We going to have to, man, we really going to have some meetings and start having some organization about how our women is moving. I just be driving down the street, man. I be seeing so many little young girls, man, just walking down the street like ain't nothing gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it is bad. We gotta educate.
It's bad all over.
Huh?
It's bad all over. It's bad right here.
Yeah, they walking down the street with small shorts on,
mm-hmm.
right on the side of the road. Somebody with a van just grab them and just keep going. And this is how they coming up missing, because we not educating our people to let them know that it's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got to really start educating our people, man. It's like we behind enemy lines, man. It's war time. Like, they coming against us like it ain't no tomorrow. And then I don't know if you know or not, but a lot of the hotels is being sued right now because, and I'm talking about big level hotels like the Marriott, the Hilton. A lot of these big companies like this is helping them take us.
Yeah, absolutely.
They getting sued for helping they trafficking people, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did you say? Yeah. So it's a lot of stuff going down right now, man. And we gotta start waking up. We gotta start educating black women. Please, when you walking down the street, pay attention to what's going on around you. You see any kind of van, run the other way. When you coming out the grocery store and the van parked right by your car.
I'm losing you, big fella. I'm losing you.
Huh?
Yeah, I was losing you for a minute.
You faded out for us, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said if you see, if y'all ever go to the grocery store or a store or something, and y'all see a van parked right by y'all car, don't go to your car. Call the manager and tell him you need somebody to walk you to your car because there's a van right there. And a lot of these vans that you got to be looking for, they don't have no windows, right? So them the one you need to be really watching out for, a van with no windows, right? They have some kind of chemical that they put on a towel and they just put it on your face and you just pass smooth out. Or they'll just spray some stuff in your face and you be instantly gone. They had a video. It was like five black girls in the car, and some guys came in there and started spraying them, and they all passed out immediately, and they just start grabbing them out the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And these are young children. You know what I'm saying? These girls were like 17, 18 years old, and all five of them is missing right now. You know?
Mm.
And so
I'm not surprised.
We have to talk about this situation, man. It's in dire need, because if we don't start lifting up our voice like a trumpet, man, they're going to just be coming in our house and just grabbing us in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And remember, the police don't protect us. You can't even call the police in Benton Harbor and for them to come. You can't do it.
No. Nope.
They're not going to come. The first thing, when have you ever heard 911 say, who need help? Is it a black person or a white person? And nobody say nothing about it. What kind of mess is that?
Man.
But if we accept it, that means it's all right. You see, I'm not accepting none of this mess from these devils. I want to see what I'm looking forward to walking these folks to hell. That's what I want to do. I want to be the one that just waits for them to come up so I can walk them straight back down to hell and drop them off at the gate. I want to make sure that would be the highlight of my whole life, to be able to get these white devils, these sambos, all of them, make sure that, you know, when it's time to come, they come. And then they say, well, we got another one for you. You take them on down. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, these Sikhs, these Bahamas, these the Singletons, the Trenbowens, and Judge Mayfield, and Chief McGinnis, and Sharon Henderson, my letter C, especially my letter C, because I know she's a real devil. But we got white folks just as bad, these judges and everything else. We got to change and fight back.
Yeah, we do. Yep. Man, they be having like little tunnels and stuff inside these hotels, man. Y'all got to watch the world news. The world news is what really exposes all of this stuff. You can't just be watching Fox News. You know?
No.
You got to really watch what's really going on, man. They be really showing how bad it really is. It's really bad right now, man. And we almost in the same situation, like you said. Who are we going to tell? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's going to fight for us? We going to run to the police, and they're not going to – they're a part of it, too. The government a part of it. The president a part of it. The governor is a part of it. The hotel is a part of it. Like, man.
And your neighbor's part of it for a few dollars. You give your neighbor, your black neighbor, a few dollars, he's going to be part of it. And he ain't going to say a mumbling word.
Man, look how many black babies be getting sold out the hospitals. And they act like they don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's been going on for years. Years, man.
Yeah.
Now we finding our black people, they body there with no organs.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yeah, we had a case here that we found out that the guy named Bulldog, they killed him, took his organs, and didn't tell the family. But the family, reason unknown, we helped them with a lawsuit. They paid them underneath the table, and they split.
Man.
You know, money, see, here's the thing. Money is not everything. See, that's what we all messed up at. We think money is everything. Money is not everything. The future of black folks is at stake right now.
And it ain't just the women. I'm looking at the stats right now. They said it's 1.5 million missing black men right now.
Mm,
1.5 million. Huh?
1.5 million men missing right now.
Right now.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So it's bad, man. This all over the nation.
Yeah.
And that's
these black people, these butt kisses, and all this is happening to black folks, and they think they something. Man, shut up.
And that's the stats from 2015 till now. 1.5 million.
Wow. I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised. And it's amazing. But you know what, thing? We need to talk about this more. You know, even when people don't want to hear, we still going to say it. Because a lot of stuff black folks don't want to hear. They want to hear that the garden is the grass is green and the flowers have bloomed. That's all they want to hear. And they live in a lie. That's what they're doing. They live in a lie because it's not green and the flowers have not bloomed. You know, we're in trouble. And that's what we have to do. We have to keep telling them a lot. We got to keep telling them. We got to hammer it into their heads because what they have done, they've been broken. And that's why they're in this. That's why we in this position we're in today. And look, what they do to our children, you know, they snatch them. They've been, you know, you read about children been missing and stuff like that all these years. No, even sometimes even the parents don't really care. Well, they care, but they don't care. You know, I mean, we you know, we are in a very compromising position.
We are, man. We almost got to start defending our own neighborhood like we used to do with the Black Panthers,
yes.
Man. Hebrews got to we got to gear up and start because what we got to do is we got to expose these people because they so quick with it stealing these people like this. We got to shut the whole city down so we can make them pop up so they can make mistakes so we can grab them. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
it's. Man, we got to find out who really behind all this stuff, man. Like, this is way bigger than just the people in the van.
Absolutely.
The police
and
behind
remember,
it, the government
Jeffrey
behind
Epstein.
It.
Remember how
huh?
Jeffrey Epstein, it's been they, all the rich guys, even the guy from England, a princess or somebody, all this stuff is going on, but they don't let you know. The news only tell you stuff that's not going to help you, you see. The news media, they used to have investigative reporters and stuff like that. They don't have that no more. They have what they call staff writers now. They're none but staff writers. And they write whatever their staff tells them to write. That's the junk they put out there now for everybody. And everybody, black folks read the newspaper and believe that garbage. Unbelievable.
Man, stop letting your kids walk home from school, man. Don't do that no more.
Mm-mm.
Forget that.
Mm-mm.
They can't
yeah.
walk home from school no more unless, or you know, somebody who not working. We got to come together as a community. Half
yeah.
the parents, like I remember when I was young, we used to have some parents that would just walk around with some sticks. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they make sure we make it home and all that, right? And we gotta get back to that. We gotta get everybody working together to make sure our community stays safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we got to start having some community meetings. We got to start organizing because all these other nations, this is how bad it is. All the other nations is coming together and they got a plan and it's all against us. But we can't
yeah.
sit back and not have no plan. We can't sit back and not be talking about strategy, because if we just keep sitting back, pretty soon, like I said, they just gonna knock on your door talking about getting the van. We finna chop
yep.
you up, or you about to go back into slavery, and it ain't nothing gonna happen. We
there
gotta
go.
Start now. We gotta start now. So everybody that's listening to this, get in contact with Pinkney. Call him. Send him messages. Go on his Facebook. Do what you gotta do. Tell him you're interested in. And come into some kind of community center or a community call if we gotta have that, and we gonna structure this bad boy out. If we gotta go from hood to hood, Martin Luther King Street to the next Martin Luther King Street, to make sure that our people is safe, that's what we gotta do.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with you 100%. And we got to do what we have to do. And the thing is that don't be intimidated thinking that they're going to come after you. They're coming after you anyway because you're black. They're
exactly.
After you. So, hey, my thing is attack them before they attack me. That's my good thing. Come on. You got to come for me. Bring it on, bro. Because that's how
yep.
I look at them because I don't know who they are. They're evil. They're wicked. And then they got black people supporting the crap that they do. And then, oh, man. Oh, man, I don't know what to tell you because we got to get better. We're at war.
Yeah,
man.
This needs to be nation black-wide. Nation black-wide,
yeah.
We need to start having some meetings, man, because it's going down, man. It hurts my heart to see our people going through this, man. Even in 2023.
You know what? I tell you, it hurts me so bad to see what we're going through. And then see, my thing is that I don't see, you know, where are all the smart black people? Where are they? You know, I can't see how someone could allow, you know, knowing that they what they're doing is wrong for a few dollars and think it's all right, and the community accepts it. And the community accepts it. And then, you know, LeBron James said something that was so powerful, but they cut him off. They rhubarbed him. He said that we are our own enemy at times. They didn't catch that. That was coming from someone with a platform. And when he said that, oh, they ate him up, the Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, I mean, you know, them real tongues, them real samples. They ate him up. They were kind of, you know, that's not the way that you as a leader should be speaking. He should be speaking that way. He should be talking that way. He should be telling them that, you know, sometimes we are our own enemy, especially you Sambos. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you right about that, Peggy. Bring it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is what I would like to say, because I know we're running out of time. Don't sit back and act like just because it's not happening to you that it's okay. Because one day it could be you. It could be your child. It could be your wife. It could be your husband, right? And so we got to prevent this. We got to stand together now so it won't be your husband, right? Because they're grabbing everybody that look like your husband, your wife, your daughter, right? They don't want nobody else. They want you. So we gotta get our mind focused on we are a nation of people. We are God's chosen people. This is who we are. You quit thinking individually, because we the only people that they got thinking individually when they got everybody else thinking as a nation. We gotta think as a nation. We are the strongest nation on the planet. Just think about why all these people coming against us and we ain't did nothing to them. They know the value that we have. We don't know the value that we have. Man. So I'm gonna let Jerome take it on out, because I know we've run out of time.
Go talk to me, Jerome.
Hey, shalom. Shalom, Elder Pinkney.
Shalom, my brother.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're listening, you know, to all that's being said, and it really ties into what Sister Parker Brown was saying.
Yeah, Parker Brown. Mm-hmm.
You know, practically speaking, one of the first things we have to do, I believe, is to link up with those who are already kind of working on that problem of missing women and missing children. We need to create a network with them, you know what I mean, and create a system that will reach out into the various black communities in this country and actually set up some type of a protocol that we do these things. We can talk about it, but we have to actually set it up and do it. And I think one of the best ways to start doing that is to reach out to these organizations that are already working on that issue. And we link up with them and we figure out how to get these things going on in, you know, all these different communities. That's one thing. With a $2 trillion buying power within the black community in this nation, $2 trillion buying power. We got the resources to do it, but we don't have the mindset to do it. Number one, we got the Sambos standing in the way, blocking the door. And we have this culture with our young people of listening to entertainers as their, you know, as their role models. You know, we have to start making demands of these people who have these high profiles and really put some pressure on them. That's how we have to do it, because it's the mind that we're battling for, actually, before anything else will happen. It's the mind that we have to win. That's how we have to do it. We have the resources to do it, but we don't have the mindset to do it. And so that's how I think that's how we need to really be working on this thing. We need to get some real on the ground programs, some structures set up to actually do this thing rather than talk and vent. Because, you know, we're upset about it, but we have to have a structure to make it happen. And I think the best way to do that is to reach out to organizations that are already working on this issue, and we take it and expand on it and set up some real structures in these black communities to deal with this stuff. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. We're too fractured as a people. You know, without a structure to do it, you know. So that's what I would think. That's what I would say we really need to do. You know.
But listen, let's do this. I'd like for you both to come back on July 30th. That's the 30th. That's Sunday. Yeah, and I want to keep it out there. I want to keep it on the ropes. I want to make sure that people understand, you know, how serious this matter is. Because one thing about black people, they scared to talk about stuff like this. You know, they always think that these white devils will come after them. You know, they always think that if they don't come, they're going to come. You know, your butt just better be ready when they come. That's all you got to do. But I know as a people that has been traumatized for over 450 years, the abuse, the mistreatment, the torture, to this day, even though we may look like people with no hope, God has chosen us. Even though they used to hang us and nobody went to jail, they used to go to church at 11 a.m., get out at 1 a.m., at 2 o'clock, they done hung a black man. And if his wife was available, they'll hang her. If she's pregnant, they'll cut the baby out, and they'll hang the little girl, and nobody say a word. Nobody say a word. And then what they have done, they use that term buck breaking. You know, they're buck broken us. You know, black people, you got to understand, you have been robbed of yourself. We got to get better. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your children. Do it for the women. Yeah. We got to build a foundation. So on that note, I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. And I really appreciate you guys. But we have no more time. But I want y'all to come back on the 30th. And we're going to talk some more about this. All right?
All right. Have a good one. All right now.
All right, everybody. Next week, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we'll be on again. And we're going to keep it moving as long as we can. We're going to make it happen and try to just educate the people. And listen, don't have no Sambo in your life.